IVM.
Welcome to All Things Policy, a daily podcast by the Takshashila Institution. We are a bunch of policy nerds based in Bengaluru, and we like bringing fresh perspectives to Indian affairs and Indian perspectives to global affairs. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join us for today's chat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Things Policy. While we have the stubble burning, making the headlines, today I have my colleague Sunila with me, who's going to talk about, one, the actual situation, what's contributing to stubble burning, and, of course, the role of the government and what are our policy solutions for the same. So to get started with, Sunila, if you could give us a fair idea about what the actual situation in Punjab and Haryana look like.
Yes, thanks, Soumya. So since the last couple of weeks, Delhi has been complaining that because of stubble burning in states of Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, it has been contributing to air pollution in Delhi. Now, this situation has been existent since like the last couple of years. Every year around this time, Delhi complains that because of stubble burning, it's adding to their air pollution. So what is happening is, so till now, it has been reported that more than 3,000 fires in the fields have been already observed due to stubble burning. And according to the NASA's Fire Information for Resource Management System portal, which tracks major fires around the world and displays them on a world map, it has started showing a forest of red dots popping up across North India. So these red dots obviously represent the crop burning in the fields in North India. So the density of these dots, it has been increasing in the last couple of days. And the worst thing is that the number of fires this year, it has been already the highest since 2016. So this is something that we need to worry about. And the problem is that according to a recent report release, it says that the share of stubble burning to Delhi's pollution is about 40% as of yesterday. So 40% is like a huge share, like if we are considering just the stubble burning. So that is why Delhi's been complaining about the crop burning.
Okay, that sounds valid. But what do you think is contributing to this? Like what's adding and aggravating this situation?
So we need to go back for this a little bit. In 2007 and 2008, the Punjab State Farmers and Farm Workers Commission, a body which was tasked to look at the issues concerning farmers in that state, suggested that the sowing of paddy, as in the rice, in the state be delayed by a month. This itself could be achieved by enacting a law restricting farmers from sowing their paddy seedlings till the 10th of May and from transplanting those paddies till the 10th of June every year. Now, the objective behind this was, this proposed law was to arrest the dropping levels of groundwater in the state. Because Punjab had been facing water crisis for quite some time now, so they wanted to solve this problem. Now, what happened because of this law was that since the sowing was delayed, the harvesting was also delayed. Now, before the law was passed, that is before 2007, the rice used to be harvested in late September, just when the monsoon starts its retreat and the air is cleaner. Also, the weather is not cold, so there is no smog or fog. What happened after 2008 was, since the sowing was delayed, the harvesting also got delayed and got pushed to late October and early November, which coincides with the weeks when the autumn air gets colder, and it also coincides with the burning of autumn leaves, which adds to the air pollution. Also, another reason is that since the harvesting got delayed, it left only a couple of weeks between the harvesting of rice and sowing of wheat. So obviously the farmers are like, crop burning is quicker and easier to do because we have a lot lesser time now than what we used to have before. So this law, although it is although this law was for helping to retain and increase the groundwater levels, it is now adding to the air pollution problem.
Okay, this is concerning. What do the state government and the Pollution Control Board, what are they trying to do? And is there any incentive mechanism that is helping fix the problem or any of those things that you've learned about?
Yes. So the governments of states of Punjab and Haryana, they obviously realize that, already have passed this law. It is now adding to new problems of air pollution. So to curb this, the governments of these states, they came up with incentives for buying machines that would help with the stubble management. Now, last year, the government of Punjab paid around ₹28.5 crores to around 31,000 farmers, while Haryana's government paid around ₹1.63 crores to around 4,000 farmers. So it's not like they are not giving any incentives, but the problem is the incentive schemes. There have been reports about allegations of corruption, on the ground level. And these incentives, they are for buying the machines for management of stubble. So the government, the state governments, when they are giving the machines to individual farmers, they are providing these machines at 50% subsidy and to custom hiring centers at 80% subsidy. Custom hiring centers are centers where, farmers can hire the machines on rent for a certain period of time so that they don't actually need to buy it because they don't have enough money for that. Now, while the government of Haryana has set up around 2,879 custom hiring centers so far and has provided nearly 16,000 straw management machines, it has to set up 1,500 more and has to cover nearly as many panchayats it has reached so far. Similarly, Punjab, which has provided around 50,000 machines so far, will need to set up 5,000 more custom hiring centers, again 7,300 set up already, and reach 41% of its panchayats. Supposed to reach 41% of its panchayats by October 2020. So these are the statistics. Like, even though state governments are doing providing incentives and setting up custom hiring centers, clearly it is not enough. They need to do more. And the state governments, they sought ₹100 per quintal of grain for not burning the stubble from the center. Like, they wanted the center to provide ₹100 per quintal of grain to the farmers. But the center is not ready to give that amount because center says the state government should be the one providing the money and not us. So there is a disconnect between center and state. And another thing is there's carrot and stick policy. So while the Punjab government, they are providing carrots in the form of incentives for buying stubble management machines, the State Pollution Control Board of Punjab, it is fining the farmers for burning the crops. As of October, so the Pollution Control Board thus far has imposed fines of ₹25.75 lakhs in 961 cases of stubble burning. And they have also made red entries in farmers' land records, which limits farmers' ability to secure future loans and subsidies. So this carrot and stick policy is not working because on one hand, the government is, trying to provide incentives so that the farmers don't burn the stubble. Pollution Control Board is imposing fines on the farmers, which is kind of demotivating them. So there is disconnect also between the state government and the Pollution Control Board. So this is where the problems are lying here.
Okay, it's interesting to see how the incentives have played up, why there is an impact of the other side to it because of the fines that's being levied on them, right? Now, you have clearly taken us through, what's contributing, what's the situation. I would want to hear from you more in terms of what are the alternatives or policy solutions given, this is the situation in Punjab and Haryana.
Yes, you rightly pointed it out. It's like the farmers are getting stuck between, you know, the center and the state government and the pollution control boards. Like, the reason why these incentives are not working is that the farmers are complaining that the alternatives are still less lucrative than simply starting fires. Like, starting fires is much easier for them because of that law that was enacted in 2008, as I talked about it before. The farmers are left with a very little window before they start sowing wheat. So even if they are given the machines for, you know, stubble management, it's not going to be as quick as starting fire and just getting rid of the stubble that is there. So the governments really need to think about that. So the governments really need to think about, you know, modifying the time periods that are given in the act. And also the government needs to start generating awareness among the farmers as to what could be the dangers of stubble burning. Now, there are quite a few alternatives to crop burning. First is waste decomposing. So you get a solution that needs to be sprayed on the stubble and left for a month. And the stubble starts decomposing on its own. But since it takes a month, I'm not sure if it will be as quick as the farmers want it to be. Another option is that the governments could buy the stubble from the farmers and use that stubble for converting it into animal feed or manure or cardboard or biodegradable cutlery. So there are many environmental organizations and as in the NGOs which are working on converting the stubble into something useful and biodegradable so that it won't have any impact on the environment. Another policy solution, the Punjab government has appointed 8,000 nodal officers who will work in close coordination with the revenue, rural development and panchayats and agriculture departments. These officers will also prepare lists of owners who have given their land on rent and then call each land owner on phone with a warning that a red entry will be made in their land record if they are found burning crop residue. The officers will also create awareness in villages through demonstration of machines used in straw management, distribution of pamphlets or leaflets and announcements from gurudwaras or by other modes, among others, just so that they are aware that such machines exist and incentives are available for using these machines and that air pollution can be controlled if these machines are used. The agriculture department has also deputed a dedicated team at a call center for quick resolution of queries. People can call on their toll-free number. Also, Punjab's chief minister said as part of state stubble management strategy, 23,500 more agri machines are being provided this year to farmers, either individually or in groups or through cooperative societies at a subsidy ranging from 50% to 80%. So, and this is in addition to 51,000 paddy straw in situ management machines that are provided over the past 2 years. So the government is trying its best to, you know, for the farmers to come forward and buy these machines at subsidized rates so that the problem of crop burning can be curbed. The only problem is that the fines, because of the fines, the farmers might think the government is not on their side. So the government needs to look at that in a holistic way and think what can be done. One policy solution could be that the government can incentivize farmers for moving away from paddy and moving towards crops which do not need as much groundwater as rice does. So because sowing rice needs a lot of groundwater. So one option could be to incentivize farmers so that they can move towards growing crops which don't need as much water as rice does. So these could be some of the policy solutions that the government can look.
Yeah, thanks, Sunila. I think you've almost given us like a wholesome picture of what's happening and what are the possibilities as well. Do you want to kind of conclude or have some closing remarks? You could share that.
I think the farmers, the law that was enacted, it is affecting the small farmers the most. Because big farmers, when they are fined, they have money to pay those fines. So, but this is affecting small farmers the most. So the government really needs to relook the Preservation of Subsoil Water Act and, just maybe revise the timelines for harvesting and sowing of paddy in consultation with the farmers, so that there's a midline that is achieved between, saving the groundwater levels and also curbing the problem of rock burning. So I think the government really needs to relook the act and also look at the way it is designing its carrot and stick policy, and like both the Pollution Control Board and the state government and the center, they all need to be on same page before they think of doing anything for the problem of stubble burning, because it's the farmer that gets stuck in the middle of all this. So it is very important that all three entities, they are on the same page for this.
Great. Thanks, Sunina. I forgot to introduce myself, but I'm Soumya Nandan, and I had a great time, hearing out what Sunina had to say about stubble burning. And I would also tell all our listeners to stay tuned to our events. We have something happening this Friday on 6th November. We have a book launch conversation with Aparna Pandey, and her book titled Making India Great, The Promise of a Reluctant Global Power. So we'd love to have you all join us for that. You could register via our events page on our website. And thanks, Sunina, for kind of taking us through some insightful details about stubble burning.
Thanks, Soumya.
Thanks to all our listeners as well.
If you liked our show, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can tune into them on the IVM Podcast app, ivmpodcast.com. or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow IVM on social media. The handle is at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And hey, if you'd like to dive into Takshashila's research on technology, strategy, and economic affairs, check us out at our Twitter handle at TakshashilaINST or our website takshashila.org.in.
Hey, it's been another great week on the IVM Podcast Network. On All Things Policy, Ananya Desai and Rohan Pai discuss recurrent bans on fireworks during festive seasons in India and discuss possible solutions to tackle India's air pollution problem. On the Habit Coach podcast, Ashton Doctor welcomes Sahil Mehta, an esteemed mountaineer and author of the book Break Free. Sahil shares a transformative experience which became the catalyst for embracing discipline and fulfillment. The episode explores the profound impact of vulnerability on personal growth. Folks, if you like our shows, do spread the word. Tell your friends and don't forget to rate and review them wherever you're listening to them. Follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You'll also find all our shows on YouTube at youtube.com/IVM Podcasts. And finally, we would like to thank our sponsors this week: Omidyar Network India, Abbott, IDFC First Bank, and Save Life Foundation. Thank you for making this possible.